Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Around the World, open mic tonight on Tuesday here on Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. And a great, great story that you may have heard us talk about last night, about a person who disabled, became homeless, and lost her place, got evicted, and has a service dog, psychiatric service dog, and went down to the local DSS here in Suffolk County and was refused help, and also was told that they didn't believe that it was a service dog. Well, we made them believe it. Inner Sight, and I want to thank James Bahamundi, and I want to thank the caseworker who worked on this. I'm not going to mention names of people who don't want their names in here. I know Bahamundi doesn't mind, but a great, great story. And I don't know people's belief, but I personally believe that dog animals are angels, and especially service dogs. We certified this dog, we helped train it, and we can tell you it's a beautiful, beautiful dog, and it does its job and helps the person to be safe and relaxed, and helps the anxiety level and the depression. So Inner Sight taught these people a lesson, and I hope they learn it. I hope every social service department in every county throughout this country learns it. That service dogs and people who are with them, who own them, who are trained with them and train them themselves, are one. You cannot separate a service dog from the person. Now, what we do need on this, and we met with the congressman, he didn't do a damn thing about it. What we do need is a stronger law. There should be severe penalties for people who insist on separating the dog and the disabled person. So this person now has a room in a relatively safe place, and the county is paying for it, as they should. She was made homeless. She was evicted. She lost her mate. So we are very proud to have been a part of this. And, the power of Inner Sight is evident. And the power of service animals is evident. It's a very spiritual thing when you, you're going against the spirit of the Lord, in my judgment, when you try to come between a disabled person and their service dog. So don't do it. And undoubtedly, I have no proof of everything that took place, but I can pretty much imagine it and sum it up. Because when this person was calling the social service people, and our caseworker was doing the talking, she was on the line, and they didn't know it. And this guy is talking and describing the situation, and the woman from social service says, "Wait a minute, does this person have a dog?" So they knew. They knew about this. They were aware. And this is before Inner Sight got involved. Getting our letter pushed them over because they then realized what they're dealing with. You know, not only the nationwide podcast and friends of ours who helped support this podcast, including media friends, and we did contact the media. We didn't use any names, and there was a lot of interest. So evidently, they got together at this social service department and said, hey, you better solve this thing before it blows up and before it becomes a big news story, and we're not going to look too good because this is a real powerful service dog that really helps a person. And that, in my estimation, is probably what happened. I wouldn't swear to it in the court of law, no, but I've seen it happen so many times before. So congratulations to our friend who got the help and to the dog. And we hope that, ongoing, they're going to continue to help her so she's not homeless. All right, Inner Sight, this is open mic. You can pick out your own subject here. And I want to thank all those who helped in this matter. You know who you are. I'm not going to mention any names other than the attorney. And, of course, yours truly with Inner Sight. We hope to get the phones open at 213-816-1650. Inner Sight does have power. We don't have the money. We don't have the means financially. But we have the heart. And we have the tenacity and the bravery to go forward and help and right these wrong things. Anyone else out there having a problem? You know, give us a call or send us an email, innersight@pmail.com. No attachments. Or you can phone the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. This is Open Mic Tuesday night. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady on the Big East Akita Rescue, and we thank her for all her help in, caring and loving of the Akitas and caring for my guide dog. I really appreciate that. All right, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue, adopt an Akita. And you can send them donations. The email is BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. There you have it. At the Big East. Once again, 609-388-7004. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, a supporter of Inner Sight, and we thank him. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information? Call Mr. Kennedy, my buddy over there in Islip, New York, and a great supporter of our work, and we greatly appreciate it. Let's see. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few. Those we just mentioned have passed away, and we honor them, and we remind people, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight remind you. All right. What else? Oh, my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. And Gary has been supplying the food for many a service dog, including the one that we just liberated from being homeless. And, you know, having to avoid all of that stuff and being separated from their owner. All right, nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, veterinarian services. So check it out. Nobody starved on Long Island. I want to thank my buddy Dan from the Long Island Coalition, who helps us with news releases. Great guy over there. And let's see, Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You need any information on the disabled, legislation, or advocate groups, or meetings, give SILO a call, 631-880-7929. Joe Delgado is the executive director over there. Again, 631-880-7929, SILO. We thank them. Need a civil rights lawyer? Call Mr. James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde, civil rights. And he knows what you're going through if you're disabled, because he's disabled himself. All right, Bahamonde. Don't pay too much attention to the last name. You can't remember, just call him James or Jim. Inner Sight, open mic. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. At 631-224-3090. This is open mic. And we're hoping to get the phones open. You never know what's going to happen on this show, because we're all disabled volunteers, so we try our best to make it happen. You know, I can't read the board. Working on trying to improve on that. And my co-host engineer, she has trouble reading it too. So we'll see what happens. Thank all our listeners. 114,300 plus. We're getting up there. We're growing, moving along. On the service dog petition, almost 75,000 names. That moved up a little bit. So if you want to look at that, change.org, put your signature on it. These service dog schools should be licensed. I heard a story today from a woman who knows a blind woman who got a guide dog, but who made it a point of telling her that she knows of many people who gave money to these agencies, you know, blind people, and never got their dog, and the agencies kept the money. So you see why you need a law? These stories are all coming out, and not all of them are true, but most of them are. Because you have no law, you have no licensing, you have no regulations on these schools. So when you apply for a guide dog or a hearing dog, service dog, and you're disabled, you should have the right to know that that dog is being trained for you or not. Because whether you donate to the school or give them money or not, they're going to use your information to raise that money. and the person being without rights, you know, you can't even Google information how many people have been denied service dog in the last, let's say, the last 5 years. You can't Google that. It doesn't exist. The public should have a right to know. People who are donating the money to get people the service dog. One of our, in fact, Mr. Kennedy told me a story. His nephew is disabled, and he was on a waiting list. So they finally gave him the dog, and they commented to him, "Now take good care of this dog, because it costs $50,000 to train." All right? So there you have it. $50,000 they raised. Now how about all the $50,000 that they've raised and didn't give the person the dog? What happened to that money? Inner Sight wants to know. The public has a right to know. The world has a right to know. And there should be laws to protect that money, to protect the dog, to protect the person, and to protect the school. You see how fair we are? Are they as fair with us where they don't want a law? We'll make them do it. We're not giving up. The politicians refused us help. We're not giving up. We're going to press on. We're going to get 1 million names and throw it right in their face and say, "Here, you better do this. You better protect the eyes of the blind and the ears and the minds of people that the service dog brings a peace of mind to the person who needs the psychiatric service dog." We intend to take this to the Supreme Court of the United States somehow, if we can get there. Make an issue of it. But the world should know that a blind person's eyes is as good as a sighted person's eyes, and those eyes should be protected beyond all cost, especially since they're using us to raise all that money. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. We don't have the phones open. I don't know what happened to our engineer. It might turn out to be a one-man open mic. I don't know. But in any event, we will press on. Program, of course. And let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. So you don't want to miss that. We're trying to put together a demonstration for September to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We're going to need all the support we can get. And tomorrow night we're going to talk about how this administration is not doing very much for the economy. And look at all the money that's being wasted, that's being pumped into these nursing homes that 40 million disabled people don't want. Now that's a lot of people. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night and how people can be helped, even those who are not disabled can be helped by directing that money, tune of $196 billion, redirecting that money, rechanneling that money, and use it in better ways rather than to keep people in nursing homes who belong in their own home. All right, Intersight, we'll run down the television schedule in a minute. Stand by. I gotta break the nation, the station. Stand by. All right, Intersight Live.
Thanks,
open
Frank.
Mic.
Yeah.
Hello?
Open mic. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I had trouble.
All
right. Yeah, so I was listening to it for a while. I got to speak with the people who, you know, during the week, but I have to do a lot of email and do it that way. I hate it.
Yeah, all right. The television schedule, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, rerun. Thursday, we're on the Altice, 7:30, Thursday, Channel 20, on Intersight. All right, so we are on rerun still until further notice. All right, 213-816-1650, the number here if you want to dial in and pick your own subject, keep it clean. We got anybody on the lines?
No, we don't, not yet.
All right.
Just us. You want me to talk about something?
What?
I could talk
about
something.
Well, you're on open mic. Talk about whatever you want.
Yes, I'm fine. Well, I get really upset when there, you know, this thing doesn't work, and I'm trying to make it work, and I get panicky because I had to, you know, log out a few times, and I feel bad when I hear you saying, you know, we're not going to have a open mic episode, and it makes me really feel bad.
Well, I never know.
Yeah.
You know, gotta try to get better equipment or whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is on your end.
Yeah, no. It's like, I think, honestly, my husband's now starting to get it on his phone, and people who call me, you know, I think it's the internet connection. So I gotta talk to Verizon, and I gotta talk to the people who run the phones and see what's going on. I'm getting fed up, honestly.
I don't know, but I hear some background noise right now.
Oh, jeez.
You know, I don't know what somebody has a radio on or something or some kind of video or something.
Let me check. Oh, how annoying.
So see if you can clear that up.
Yeah, hold on.
Intersight, open mic. And I don't know what's going on. You know, it's so hard to know what's going on in the Russian-Ukraine thing because you hear all these conflicting stories. You know, now I heard tonight that Russia was moving troops from one part of the Ukraine to another. Now, I don't know what that means or what these people are up to, you know. I also heard today that they were talking peace, and there was some tentative, and I stress tentative, progress, you know, to the point where, to the tune where it made the stock market jump up. So I don't know why these people don't just settle their damn differences and stop this craziness and, you know,
I'm here.
Let people live their lives. Intersight is all for peace.
Yeah.
And, I mean, enough people have been hurt on both sides and millions displaced.
Yeah.
You know? So, grow up, Russia. You started this, evidently. Grow up. Stop
it's
acting
so true.
Like a mad child.
Yeah.
Like
a tantrum.
Break
yeah.
That's
you know,
what they're like.
It bothers me. Yeah, I know. You know what bugs me more than anything is that, you know, they need it, they want to have, it's not even need, they want to have extra, you know, states that were divided, that were part of them, they want them back. So I don't understand why, you know, they were living peacefully, and now you want them back? It just don't make sense. You know?
I don't know what they want. I don't even think they know what they want.
That's true, too. You know, we have Louis, and he wants to talk whenever you get a chance.
I mean, you know, whatever you want, you know, you don't kill people.
That's very true.
You try to get it in a nice, peaceful way, you know, or even even in a mean, peaceful way is better than killing.
That's the truth. That
you know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
You don't kill. You don't hurt. You don't destroy.
Right.
I mean, the big question is going to become now, if they settle this and stop fighting, who's going to pay for all the destruction that they did to fix their
country
up now?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I think they ought to be made to pay for it, Russia.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
What they did.
Oh, yeah.
So there's the next issue, you know. And,
well, here's the other issue. It's Putin who should be paying. It really is, not the Russians. Putin should be paying. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, evidently the country went along with it.
They were too scared.
They had people in the cabinet and all that.
Yeah.
You know,
they all should
who
be.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, so the country should
at least the upper entourage, you know,
be part of that. But there's also the question of these crimes now.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, a person should be held accountable.
Yeah.
That's the other issue.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but.
Yep.
Great stuff. Anyway, Inner Sight 213-816-1650. We got Louis Rivera, Louis the Lip.
Yep.
To tell you about Friday night.
Yep, here he comes.
Inner Sight Live.
He's coming on. Hold on, it's coming. Okay, Louis.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frank Perino. I'm talking to... Frank Perino number 2 on Inner Sight on Block Talk Radio.
Oh, this double.
That's pretty good.
Online. It is. It sounds great.
Yes, it sounds great. Okay, yes, and yeah. And here's the Inner Sight number. 631-224-3090 if you want to call for Louis Rivera as Frank Perino on the Inner Sight dial. You call at this number, the Frank Perino brothers, twin brothers. We give you a call, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking to Rosanna Dana right here.
There you go.
All right.
Well,
how about Friday night?
Great.
How about Friday night on Inner Sight?
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. Hello, Jerry Lewis. This is your buddy Rosanna Dana. You eat too much spaghetti and meatballs and make Jerry Lewis make your stomach full, and you'll go over to D1 and have a couple of drinks at the bar. And you'll run over, you go see Pat Cooper. And then, guys, make sure we go to the... Right, go to the female bathroom and give it a love test and a swab, okay? You got to wear a mask before you go into the john, okay?
Yeah.
I got to take
a
little bit of
I got a question for you.
My name is Rosanna talking. Okay, take it away.
Did Rosanna eat a lot of spaghetti? Was she fat or not?
She weighed about 805 pounds.
No. 805
pounds.
No.
Pounds. Wow.
Yeah. That's a lie. Wait.
A hippopotamus.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had a little bit of spaghetti, a little bit of salad all the time, you know?
Yeah.
He gave me sangria to Rosanna Dana. She drank a whole glass of sangria, peach sangria. She had about 3 drinks of it, and she's going crazy, you know, and everything, you know.
800 pounds. Whoa.
800 pounds. That's
anyways,
a large person.
Listen, give us the lowdown on Friday night. What are we going to do Friday night?
Okay. I spoke to you on a Friday last week. Okay, here
yeah.
we go. Hold on. Hello, Suzanne and Frank. Listen
hi.
Up. Make sure you
yeah,
turn
yeah.
in on a Friday night at 8 to 9 o'clock for
yeah.
the Pollock's blah, 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 and the laughing gas on,
oh.
on the Pollock's. We had a lot of fun with Rosanna Dana and Victoria's Secrets.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We're going to have a Howard Cosell back by popular demand.
Yeah, oh boy.
He'll be back.
Hello, this is my buddy of the man of the hour. And this is Enter Psych for Friday night from 9 to 10. I'm going to change that
to 9.
I'm going
to
change it to midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to change that.
No, I don't think that's good. I think that'll be a little challenging.
All right. Inner Sight. I wonder if we'd get any
hey,
interesting
Frank.
People if we did a show at midnight. What, Lou?
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I had Italian food, Garbaba's restaurant in Central Islip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Italian restaurant.
Okay. What'd you have? What'd you have?
I had spaghetti and the meat sauce, and I had veal cutlet parmigiana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's great.
Right. You went there or they delivered it?
They didn't deliver it. It was just my mom and dad and my sister and a buddy, and I went.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds good.
Yeah, they D. Martin, Frank, in that restaurant. They got D. Martin, Frank Sinatra, and all those, and Pat
Bridge.
Cooper, and Al Martino, and all that stuff.
Oh,
oh yeah. Did they play any good songs? What are they playing there?
They play the summer wind.
Oh, yeah.
It is there.
Oh, okay.
All across the sea. His fingers there, touch your hand, and walk with me.
Oh, wow. You're ready for tomorrow.
We sang a song, we sit a song, and then we stroll that golden sand. I didn't perform over there.
Yeah, you should have maybe.
That's Sinatra's song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm. What would they have on Dean Martin?
They play Bolare. They play That's Amore over there.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
nice,
man.
Very nice.
Hey, Frank, I got a bottle of NyQuil on the table. You want some? It kills the love drops floating down my stomach.
NyQuil.
Oh. NyQuil,
nah, don't take
that
stuff. That stuff's no good.
No.
It's good for your cold and your laryngitis and your chest cold.
Nah, I don't take that. Oil of oregano you got to take.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little
also,
drop.
I got Bengay with me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Bengay's not so bad, but I don't like that
no,
NyQuil.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
All right. In a sight.
Suzanne likes Bengay or Icy Hot.
No, you know what I use? I like they have a natural one. It's kind of nice. And it doesn't smell as bad.
All right, yeah, Inner Sight 835, New York.
Yeah.
Open mic.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
8:30 de la noche, Radio Inner Sight del Broto Radio. Bring the radio south of Suzanne and Frank.
Okay.
El radio. Viernes from 8, que de tu, 8 de 9 de la noche, el viernes. On the radio, Blog Talk Radio, en la noche.
Right. For all our Spanish friends.
Yeah. Giving us.
All right. Thank you, Lou, for that.
Thank you, Lou.
Hey,
all right,
Suzanne, you're in my heart. I love you.
Thank you, Lou. We always
we'll
love you.
We'll see you Friday night.
Yeah. You gonna,
and why, horn, rye, horn, fire, purple people eater sure looks good to me.
You're definitely in a
That's
great
That's a cool song.
It is. Maybe we
purple
all should
people eater.
Sing it. Maybe we all should sing it on Friday night.
All right. Inner Sight.
Practice first.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Thank
love
you, Lou.
Bye-bye. Love you.
All right, Lou. Take care.
All right, New York, Inner Sight, 837. And once again, I want to revamp the story.
Yeah.
Now, Inner Sight was instrumental
in
helping a disabled person and their dog to stay together.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that the Department of Social Service here in Suffolk County wanted to separate them.
Oh, yeah.
So we got on the case, and we had a letter written up.
Yeah.
And got it to them, and they not only got her into a private room with her dog, they apologized to her, to this person.
Right.
And, you know, we Inner Sight made them see the light.
Yes, it's true. I want to
give this message out to any politician that may be listening. You know, this turned out good because we were on it, and they could look us up, and they knew that that we had a show that goes all over the world. But a lot of people would not have responded like this. So that's why we need enforcement.
Yes.
You know, we need the ADA amended to include service dogs and strict enforcement. It's all right to educate people and to tell them and try to drive it into their brain about a service dog. But what if that doesn't work?
Exactly.
That's why you need enforcement.
Yeah.
We should not have to go through this. People should not be abused in this way. And, of course, the dog, too. So we hope that some politician will pick up on this and create an amendment to the ADA.
Yeah, I agree.
And protect people.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're happy for the person involved with the dog, and of course we'll stay on this to make sure she gets all the help she needs.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. You want to sound off about anything? Keep it clean, and. You know, we invite you to call. I got a beautiful email tonight from my dear friend Pidgey. And thank you, Pidge, for the email. And she has an album coming out the end of April.
Oh, great.
And undoubtedly, we will be, it goes without saying, having her on as a guest. With the album, and whatever we can do to promote that, of course. All right. So we will keep you informed on that. I did.
Yes.
I am going to answer her email.
That's good.
And get more detail.
Yeah, yeah.
Inner Sight. Open mic.
Yes.
841 New York.
Yeah, that's cool.
And anybody out there who's having any problem with an agency, or if you have a service dog, and or you're applying for one and you're having trouble, any type of situation, let us know. We'd be happy to help you and you know, do our best to support what you're going through and how to help you get through it.
Yeah, it's true. I remember I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I remember the first time you came to visit me. And I remember the time I spent with your dog, Sunrise, and how meaningful it was to me to know that you were able to train your dog in such a short time, and she was very graceful, and I liked her a lot, you know, but I couldn't take your dog, of course, you know, but she was very calm. I liked that, and I had a dog that probably could have done the same work as she did. You know, she was close to 40 pounds, but she was still too lightweight. Anyway, I liked, you know, that I could have done that, you know, with the dog that I was, you know, having. You know, that it would be easy, like 40 to 50 pounds, even maybe 60 pounds tops. I had, you know, an idea in my mind. I could have done it with the 60 to, like, about 70-pound dog of mine. But the thing is finding a dog. That's the hard part. You know?
Well, of course, every dog is different.
Yeah.
You know, you got to realize that. Some dogs pick up things fast.
Yeah.
Others, it takes longer. You know, you got to blend in and try to get to know the dog, you know, and
yeah.
have it evaluated
yeah.
by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Where is the evaluation?
You know,
where is that? You see if they pick up a move in a certain time frame?
Well, it depends on what you're evaluating the dog for. You know?
Guide work.
Well, as a guide dog, you want to check out noise.
Mm-hmm.
How the dog reacts to noise. You want to check out sound.
Right.
You know?
For my hearing. Yeah.
You want to check out traffic, how the dog handles
right.
traffic. Now, a dog that survives on the street
is better, probably.
Is usually better because they know about traffic. They survive.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, you know, with a guide dog, of course, obedience is very important.
Yeah.
Paying attention. How does the dog pay attention? How easily is it distracted?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you want to know about that. You know,
yeah.
That's, and you know you got to work on that.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things with a guide dog, and then there's a test called the umbrella test.
Yeah.
You know, where you see how the dog reacts to that.
Yeah.
You know. But it's a whole big thing, and well, you know, the Akita Rescue
yeah.
has learned.
Yeah.
Since I've been training Akita as a guide dog, they've learned, and they've
yeah.
come to know how to evaluate
yeah.
a dog for guide work.
Right. I think it's important.
I'd like to see these. We tried to make friends with the school, and all they did was yell at us.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see the schools consider some Akitas for Geisel and work with the Akita Rescue on it. See, that's the
that's
thing. They
great.
Won't. They won't work with the disabled
yeah.
community on training the dog on your own.
That's crazy. They
it
have
should be
some
a law.
Dogs. They should be. You know,
to make
it's
them do
funny.
It.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
they should have where you can get a dog that you're used to. You bonded with the dog, and that's the biggest thing. If you bonded with the dog, you know, that is the biggest fight from the beginning. Say you don't like a dog, and that's going to be, you know, a big problem. If the dog, you know, isn't, you know, a good match, the dog...
Well, the bonding is very important.
Yes, it is.
You know?
You're trusting your life with that dog. You know?
I remember talking to a woman way back when,
yeah.
when we
yeah.
got all those names on the petition.
Yeah.
And she was blind. And she had a dog that was helping her in its own way, you know. And, she called the school. I don't know. I forget where she was from, but out west someplace. Called the school, and they wouldn't help her. They wouldn't do a damn thing to help her. She already had this dog. She was bonded with it.
Yeah.
You know? And the dog knew, from what she told me, I would estimate that the dog knew that this woman was blind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like half the battle right there.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't do a damn thing to help her. They want her to forget about that dog and come to the school. You know? I mean, how do you treat a person like that? Person has a love for this dog and the dog for the person, and they want you to break that. Why?
I don't understand. They love
money. You know why, world? Money.
Yeah. Money, yeah.
Money.
Money, yeah. That's where it's been.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Now, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say they don't want to, you know, go a step further to see that what they're doing is wrong and how to correct it by just, you know, spreading the love, you know?
Yeah. I mean, why not look at it from a different point of view? Help her train the dog, you know, and then take that unit and say, hey, we got a new thing here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help people train the dog on their own. Send in
yeah.
donations.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong
exactly.
with that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
They're going to still
it's
get
just
the
they
money.
Want control. No, they still want control, full control. That's the problem.
And they might even be able to raise more money because they've started something new.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. They're afraid that we'll take advantage of them. That's
yeah.
too funny.
Well, how
when
you
I say that.
Yeah. That's stupid.
No, no, no.
That kind
I'm
of attitude
saying,
is stupid.
It is. But that's how they think, you know. They don't take advantage. You use, you know, their stupidness to your advantage. How
that's why you need a law.
Law.
You need a legislation.
Yeah.
You know,
you
for people
do.
Who want to train the dog on their own.
Right, exactly.
And the ADA says you can't train the you can
yeah.
train the dog on your own. They don't even respect that. How can these agencies claim to help the disabled when you go to them and you say, look, I already got a dog. I've been training, working, you know, trying to do this. And the ADA says that anybody can train a service dog, you know.
Right.
And the schools don't even friggin' respect that. How the hell can you believe in these places when they don't even respect the law that's supposed to be there to the disabled?
Yeah.
That's why that law should be amended. You should make them respect it. That's what I tried to get my congressman to do, and he wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it, yeah. So
he's
I'm
a jackass.
I
yeah,
mean,
I said it on worldwide.
Yeah, and I said
podcast.
It on right, yeah, me too. I said it too on the podcast. So we got two jackasses said, you know, we said about it, and then now.
Oh,
we
got a lot more
recorded.
Than two. Got plenty of those
yeah.
jackasses.
Yeah, I know.
Every damn director of a school that trains dogs for the disabled is a jackass if they don't do
yeah.
something about getting a law passed.
Yeah, I know.
There you have it.
There
open mic. 213-816-1650. I got about 8 minutes left. Anybody on the line?
No. I'm going to check one more time.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do the Able News. Put.
Yeah, I am.
Put the Able News up.
Yep.
And,
I'm trying to get to it. Okay, here we are. You remember it.
open mic, live.
Yeah, here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. You know, I listen to the business news, and they talk about the economy. And one expert got up there and said there's going to be a... Well, they said that the bond market is signaling that there's going to be a recession coming in.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, with all this stuff happening and all these people and all this talk about the economy, number one, why isn't this administration giving us a stimulus?
I don't know.
I mean, what the hell is going and they're talking about different variants of the virus. You know, and if you heard that the stupid FDA passed a approval that this
yeah.
vaccine... I think it's by Pfizer, I don't know, could be yeah. given to people over 50 without
yeah.
the approval,
and
I repeat, without the approval of the vaccine, the doctors at the FDA, independent people, so they say. So there you have it. I mean, what is it about? Is it about safety? Or is it about the damn money?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Are the people who run the FDA making a ruling like this, the question you
yeah.
got to wonder about, are they getting a kickback
yeah.
from these vaccine
yeah, maybe,
creating
maybe.
Companies?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Somebody ought to investigate that.
Yeah, I agree.
That investigation hasn't been done yet that I know of.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen as soon as, you know, the event is over. It's going to be done.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be done. I could tell it is going to be done.
So there you have it.
In
the world, they're talking about the... the whole stupid thing, and in the meantime, there are so many good natural, organic preventatives that aren't being hailed or talked about. You know, I never heard the FDA talk once, and all these news flashes throughout
Sorry.
The whole damn 2 years or whatever, you know, that this thing has been going on. Never
yeah.
heard it once. About
yeah.
the organic, natural preventatives.
Right, nothing.
You know, if you don't want to take the vaccine, take this natural preventative, blah, blah, blah. We recommend it because many of holistic doctors have proof that it works. You know, you don't hear that from these people. They don't acknowledge a lot of the good things that are out there. That's what's bad about them.
Yeah.
So there you have it, open mic. And the story on that, you know, is shoved at people. You know, and even now, that hasn't been approved by the independent vaccination doctors of the FDA. Now, why did they do that? Is the other question. Why did they not put this to a vote? I'll tell you why. I submit that it wouldn't have been passed. That many of these doctors wouldn't have approved of it. That's probably why they didn't go that route. Well, there you have it. Inner Sight tells it like it is. And tomorrow night, we're going to tell it like it is with the nursing home show and all the money that is being wasted on keeping people in these horrible places, especially in this difficult economic time when that money could be freed up and help not only the disabled, but help everybody else. Tomorrow night, we'll tell you how that money is being spent in the nursing homes. All right? And how wrong it is. Inner Sight, open mic. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Email innersight@pmpmail.com.
Right.
So no attachments. Send us an email. And I want to thank all our friends for keeping Inner Sight on the air. You see how valuable we are? Got this person with the service dog to stay together.
Yep.
You can't put a price on that, world.
No, you can't.
And Inner Sight did it.
Yes, we did.
And I'm damn ass proud
that
we were able to do that. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Inner Sight. Round the world. Inner Sight.
Yay. Good night, everyone.